Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning continues with Tefillah Kilchosa and Hilchas Kriya Shema Simin Samech in Shulchan Aruch Aruchai. Yesterday we learned in the Mishnah Brura the difference and the distinction between those who recite the Kriya Shema in the Zman, in the proper time, and those who recite the Kriya Shema after. And the Mishnah Brura uses the language, it's Nechsheves Kikayre Betayra, the circumstance whereby a person would recite the Kriya Shema before the Shmona Esrei, even though they fulfilled their obligation of the Gimel Parshios prior to the Zman, before the time would expire. So the reason why one would say it nonetheless with the Brachos is either one of two reasons, either because that's just a tikkun the way Chazal established it, or second, it's Nechsheves Kikayre B'Torah. It's as if one is simply reading Torah, and this is a good way for a person to be Oymed B'Tfilah, to stand in the Shmona Esrei. Now it's interesting to note, in the Dirshu Mishneh Brura edition, he explains that there are three other components that are important to keep in mind as it relates to what this second reading of the Kriyas Shema is, as it relates to other parts of Tefillah that would maybe intersect or coexist as to the experience the one is experiencing. So first is Kikayre Kriyas Shema L'Acha Shalashos, and this of course in Shalashos is talking about in a 12-hour daylight area time, where the 12-hour daylight time, the extension and the exposure and the ultimate time lapse of that 3 hours is now past the Sofsman Krishma. Shurak Kikayre B'Torah, Kosav Kaman, we learn in Shulchan Aruch, She'efshur Shetzarech Lahafsik B'Posik Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kvod La'anos Kaddish Kedusha Baruch, which means that this second Krishma that a person is reading is like learning the Torah. And while you're learning Torah, if you hear Baruch, you hear Kiddush, you hear Kaddish, you're able to answer Amen. That's not only true, as we're going to see in other parts of the Shemon Esrei, of other parts of Brachos, but it's true if even you're saying the Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, and therefore there's some type of Bracha that you could respond to, or some type of Dover Sheb Kiddusha that you would be able to respond to. That's not considered a Hefzik, that's worrisome, that's problematic, it's permissible, it's mutter to do. And by extension of this, the second idea is Le'inyin Anias Amen al Brachos, and answering Amen to any of the Brachos that a person hears, Shishamea Be'emsa Kriyashma, in the middle of the Kriyashma that a person is reciting, Kikaira al Acher Zman, the Kriyashma that you're reciting after the Zman, meaning you've already fulfilled your obligation. So Kosev in the Shah, this is the Chuvas of the Shevet Levi. The Shevet Levi writes in his responsa, Shemotu La'anis Amen Afilu Be'emsa Perek. That means you're reciting this Krishma, you've already fulfilled your obligation earlier. The fact that you're hearing brachos in the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, let's say you're davening at the Kosel, and you see there are a number of minyanim that are happening, and other Shemona Esreis or Chazaras Hashatz are taking place, and you're hearing other people recite brachos, even Be'emtza Perek, says the Shevet HaLevi, that it's permissible for one to be mafsik. And finally, and this is an interesting halacha, actually there are a number of people that during Corona, in the height of everything, said that they found themselves in such a situation. Interesting, at least part of it. He says the following: Mishikare Kriya Shema Bichidus. Let's say a person davens Bichidus and they say Kriya Shema Bichidus. Either they daven totally Bichidus, or they say Kriya Shema Bichidus before they come to the Beis HaKnesses. If a person reads a Kriya Shema Pam Nosefes, and the second time a person would read the Kriya Shema, Yafsid Tefila B'Tzibor. So that means the first Kriya Shema you said you're at home, or maybe the whole thing. But the second Kriya Shema that you would read, you would forgive, you would lose out on Tefillah B'Tzibor. So das again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Siach Halacha, he says, Shemut L'Dolik, that if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibor, then you can actually skip Shema, you can skip Shema, the Kriya Shema. Kevan Sha'adifa Mailas Tefillah B'Tzibor Mi Kriya Shema. That's Nosefes, which is a Murdika insight, a very interesting novel statement. And that would be an interesting Jewish Jeopardy question. What situation would it ever be that one would be allowed to skip the recitation of the Gimel Parsios of the Shema? That's in a situation where you said it already earlier, and you would lose the Mile of Tefillah. But Sibur says, Shlomo Zalman, in such a situation, because of the Adifuskite of Tefillah B'Tzibor, so then a person could skip the Kriya Shema. Or we'll be Mafse, we'll continue on this Indian over the days ahead. We'll stop here.